I am going to do something unusual today. Some will probably say again, but I'm going to try and preach a message and do it backwards. I know I do that quite often too. But I'm going to wait to the end to give you the verse that I have on my heart this morning. But I want to ask you a question. Why are there hurricanes in this world that wipe out entire communities, villages, cities? Why are there tornadoes? Why is there famine? Why are there little children this morning without food? Why are there fires that devastate whole communities and wipe out people and property? Why is there drought? Why is there earthquakes? Why are there terrorists? Why did 9/11 happen? Why is there sickness? Why do godly people get cancer? Why does a preacher like T. Gross die so early with cancer? Why is there so much sickness among God's people now? Why is there so much emotional stress? Why are there so many under so many burdens today? Why are those who are seemingly the most godly of people suffering so many times the most? Why are their children being neglected by parents that are hooked on drugs? Why are there husbands who have wives that always want their way? Why are there wives that have husbands that are hard and unconcerned and uncaring? Why are there mean boss men and women that put so much stress on their employees? Why are there some that are under such financial stress that give and do and try and mind the Lord with what He gives them, and yet they're still always just barely above water, still just barely able to get by? Why do bad things happen sometimes to what we would call good people? Let me just clarify that statement. The only time something bad happened to a good person is when Jesus came to this world. For He's the only one that's really good. He was treated very badly. But I'll still say it, why does bad things happen to good people? I know we can all give us some explanations. I know we all have some answers, we think, to those questions that I have asked. We can all give our opinion, but here's the real answer. Are you ready? I don't know. I don't know why. By the way, neither do you. We'd be a whole lot better sometimes just to say, I do not know why. I don't have an answer. I don't have an explanation. I'll tell you one thing. I wish there'd been some times when people asked me questions, I just said, I don't know, instead of trying to answer. Trying to say, well, you're the preacher, you got to have the answer, and just guessed at it. Sometimes I give dumb answers. When I ought to just say, I don't know. Sometimes I may even give a wrong answer when I ought to just say, I don't know. I do know this. Job would have been a whole lot better off if his friends had just come and said, Job, I don't know. A lot of his problems came from friends who thought they had the answer when there really was no answer. I don't know sometimes is the best answer. And that's what I want to try and preach on this morning. I don't know, but I do know. I don't know, but I do know. Now, usually when we're asking the question, why? It's something personal. It's something we ask because we're hurting. or because we're going through a problem or things didn't go my way or it didn't work out like I was hoping it would. Most of the time, our why is personal instead of philosophical or even theological or spiritual. We're not asking for a Bible answer. We're asking for a personal answer because we're hurting. It didn't go my way. It didn't go as I expect. So it's a personal thing. I'm hurting. I'm suffering. I'm troubled. I've been wronged. It didn't go my way. A good example, if you could use this phrase again, of a bad thing happening to a good person is our brother Job. He was, as far as we can tell, listen, I believe he was the most godly man on earth. I know God said he was a perfect man and eschewed evil. He did right and tried not to do wrong. And yet that is the man that was attacked, as far as I can tell, worse than anybody had ever been attacked before. Here's this very godly man who's attacked severely and suffers terribly and loses almost everything he has. Got a question, why? Got the answer, I don't know. Now, I could give you some opinions. I could give you some pretty good suggestions, but the bottom line is, I do not know, and neither do you. Job was a man who walked with the Lord, and yet he suffered. And listen, the devil went to God. He reported in. Now, I got a question again. Did he have to come? Is he required to approach God on certain occasions to report in? I don't know. Neither do you. Now, we could guess, but the bottom line is the Bible doesn't tell us. So we do not know, but I do know this. The devil went to God and communed with God. And listen, God mentioned Job first. He's the one that brought up Job and his situation. Now, why in the world, if you will, would God sick the devil on Job? Here's the answer. I don't know. And neither do you. Sometimes I don't know has to be good enough. I don't know why, and neither do you. I do know this. Sometimes life doesn't seem fair. And since I know God, I have to say it seems like sometimes God isn't fair. But could I say real quickly, I'm glad he's not fair all the time. Because if he was fair and gave me what I deserved, I'd be on the road to hell right now. And I wouldn't get near as many good blessings from the throne of heaven if God was fair. I'm glad God's better than fair. He's good. But why in the world does God allow or cause bad things to happen? Job was such a godly man. The first comment he says is naked. I'm talking about, listen, after he lost everything. He says, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked I shall return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He says, in spite of it all, I don't know why, but I know this, my God is good. That's what Job said. And that's the kind of man that God said, I'm going to take everything away from you. Why? I don't know. Why are you going through what you're going through? Why all the battles come to your household and to your doorstep? Why have you suffered like you have? I don't know. I don't have the answer. I said it before, it seems like life just isn't fair. But I'll tell you what isn't fair. Jesus Christ leaving heaven and being treated like he was. If you want to talk about something not being fair, look at Jesus. He wasn't treated fairly. It wasn't fair how they treated him. I don't know, but I do know God is God. He doesn't check in with me before he does something. He is the one that's God. He is the one that's almighty. He is the one that's all-knowing. He is the one that's omnipresent. He is the one that is God. He is God, and I am a mortal man. And if God chooses to do something and not check with me first, that's okay, for he is God. If he chooses to do something I don't understand, or I don't even agree with, it's okay. For he is God, and we are mortal humans. I don't know. I don't have the answer, but I do know this. God is God, and God is the one in authority. He's the one who made it all. He's the one that's controlling it all. He's the one who has the right, the authority to do whatever he wants to do, and he's right doing it because he's God. I don't have to know why when I know he's God. He talked with Job. After Job talked with him a while, and finally, it just came down to the conversation, and God said to Job, "Gird up thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me." He says, "Job, if you want to talk about it, let's have a talk. If you want to know why I let you go through what you're going through, let's sit down and talk about it." And the next phrase, God said, "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth?" He's saying, "Job, who do you think you are? Where were you when I made the earth? Where in the world did you get the idea that you can accuse or even ask me?" Now listen, it's not wrong to ask God why if we're not accusing. If we say, "Oh Lord, please tell me, is there something I've done to cause this to happen? Is there something you're trying to teach me? What are you trying to show me, Lord? I want to know it. I want to learn from this experience. I want it to draw me closer to you. Oh, God, and tell me why so I can get closer. If there's something wrong in my life, I want to get it right. Please show me why." Now, that's all right. But if we're accusing God as though he's done something wrong, we are wrong. I want to tell you something, God is God. I don't know, but I know this. God is God, and he's right all the time. He never makes a mistake. Hey, even in your situation, God has not made a mistake. God is God. I don't know about a lot of things, but I do know this. God is God. He's so, listen, if he tried to explain it to you, you couldn't understand it. His ways are so far above our ways. His thoughts are so far above our thoughts. If he tried to explain it, we'd go, "What? What?" I've talked about our dog Boo Boo, who is, if any dog ever made it to heaven, Boo Boo did. And I don't think they go to heaven, but if any dog made it to heaven, Boo Boo did. But Boo Boo was pretty smart for living in the shoemaker household and being named Boo Boo. She was a pretty smart dog, and I could tell her to do some things, and she'd do it. But if I told Boo Boo to hop in the car, ride down to the store, buy me a Pepsi, and come back, she'd say, "What?" Because that's too far above Boo Boo. And a lot of what God's doing, so far above what we could understand, there's no reason him trying to explain it. You know what? "I don't know" is a pretty good explanation. I don't know. I don't know a lot of things. I don't know, but I do know God is God. And I do know God is good. God is God means He does what He wants to do and He's right. God is God means that nothing slipped by Him accidentally and He missed it. God is good means He does it right for the right reason all the time. He is a good God, and a good God never does bad, never does wrong. What He's doing in this world, what He's doing in your life is good. I may not be able to understand His conduct, but I can't understand His character. I mean by that, He is good. So whatever He does is good. I may not be able to understand what He's doing, but He's still good. I don't know, but I do know God is God and God is good. I say this, I do know God is grieved. A lot involved with that statement. Number one, He's grieved because you're hurting. He's grieved because you're struggling. He's grieved over your situation. But the God that is God and the God that is good will let Himself be grieved to work the work He wants to do in your life. It hurts Him to hurt you. You parents know that. When you have to whip them or say no, or teach the lesson that's hard, and it hurts you to hurt them, but you know the end result will be good. And that's our God. Hey, He's not up in heaven smiling because you're hurting. He's not smiling because you're hurting. He's grieving with you. This fact of grieving means He loves you and He hurts with you, but it also means this. If we're doing wrong, He's grieved over it. And since He's God and since He's good, we're doing wrong, it grieves Him. First time the word grieved is found in the Bible is when it says that God looked at man and it grieved Him because He saw man in sin. And that same good God, that same God is still grieved over our sin. And if we're not living right, He's going to deal with us. I don't know what He's doing, but I know this, He's grieved. If we're not doing right, He's grieved over it. And He will deal with us. There is a consequence. We do reap what we sow. And the one that's in heaven controls that. I don't know. But I do know God is God and God is good and God is grieved. So I got to the message finally. So that means I know He is aware. Sometimes we act like God doesn't know what's happening. We pray like He's having to be informed about our situation. We act like He's so far off, He doesn't know what in the world's going on or how bad it is or what happened or what they did or what didn't happen. But I want to tell you, your God knows. He is aware. He is informed. He knows everything and everybody and everything about everybody. And He knows what you're going through. He knows about the doctors. He knows about the pain. He knows about the turmoil. He knows about that person. He knows about the heartache. He knows about your tears. He is aware. And He's not only aware, He's affected. I mean by that, I said already, when you hurt, He hurts. He is a God who's close. He is a God who's connected with people. He feels your pain. He feels your heartache. Compassion means their pain in your heart. suffering as though it was you. And that's what God has for people. He feels your pain. He's not just aware of it, he's affected by it. He's touched by the feelings of our infirmities. You know why? First, because he's good and because he's God, but because he's been through it himself. Jesus Christ went through what we're going through. He lived in a body. He lived in this world. He lived with people. And he knows personally what you're going through. He's affected by it. So don't think you're by yourself. I was in a situation not long ago, and there's a bunch of people around. And I sat there and I felt like I'm by myself. I feel totally alone. But the Lord reminded me, hey, you are not alone. I am with you. And I'm going to help you with what you're about to have to do. And he did. You know why? Because he's God, because he's good, and because he knows me, and he knows what I needed right then. Now, I'll tell you something. The God who loves you has what you need right now. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I may not have any answer, but I do know this. God loves you, and he's affected by what you're going through. He's not only aware of it, he's affected by it. He feels your pain. He feels your burden. He knows your heartache. I don't know, but I know this. I do know he's aware and he's affected. And I do know this. He is able. He's able to help you. He's able to take the problem away or help you through the problem. I like it when he relieves us and just takes the problem away. And he does that. He's able. But I like it also when he gives us grace to go through it, to endure it, to go through the issue, to face the problem with victory. He is able to help you. He has strength you don't have. He has knowledge you don't have. He has that you lack. He's a God who is able. He can and he will. Now, I need to rephrase that or clarify that statement. He will work it out the right way, but he may not work it out the way you want him to. But I know this, he'll work it out the right way. I'm talking about, I don't know. I don't have the answer. And you don't either. I don't know, but I do know he is aware, he is affected, he is able. And listen, he is attainable. I talked about that time that I felt so alone. I'm telling you, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, I know where it came from, the devil. I felt so alone, people all around. I mean, I'm telling you, I felt like there's nobody here. But right when I felt those thoughts, the Lord started saying, you do know you can call on me, right? And right there where I was, I called on him and I found out he was there. He was attainable. He is available. You don't have to go through it by yourself. You don't have to struggle on trying and groping and groaning through life. You've got a God who can help you. You have access to his throne room. You've got attainable grace. I don't know. I'm getting to where I don't care if I know or not, as long as I've got a God who knows. He's attainable. I can pray. I can trust. I got a Bible I can go to. I got the Holy Spirit who lives inside of me. I got godly friends I can go to and lean on a little bit. God has given us what we need. He is attainable. I don't know, but I do know this. He is aware and affected and able and attainable. So what? We need to turn our why into a what. And stop asking why and start asking what. Stop asking them why and start asking them what. What do you want me to learn? What do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do? Stop asking why and start asking what. What do you want? We ought to say, every one of us, I will. What am I going to do? What am I supposed to do? I will first learn. I want to learn something from this. Did you hear the song Mindy sang just a minute ago? These battles and burdens, there's for a reason. And he may not tell me the reason. He may not. But I do want to, whatever lesson he's trying to teach me, I sure do want to learn it. You know, the biggest waste is to go through a battle, go through problems, and not learn from it. And therefore, God has to send us through the same burden and problem again. Because we didn't learn the lesson. So I want to learn. I preached a message one time, learning to learn. We need to learn how to learn from God and the lessons he's trying to teach us. I know this, he's God and he's good. And that means he's trying to teach me something. This didn't just slip by him. He's not mean, just likes to hurt us. There's a reason problems come. And he wants us to learn something. Job learned some things, chapter 42, read it. I want to learn, Lord, teach me what you're trying to teach me and help me apply to my life what I need to learn. I'm going to turn my why into a what. What do I need to do? I need to learn. I need to learn the lesson God's trying to teach me. I'm going to turn my why into a what. I need to learn. I need to lean. Right now, more than ever, I need to lean on him and trust him. I may never understand. I may never have the answer. I may die still saying, I don't know. But till I die, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to lean on him and trust him because I know he knows best and he does the right thing all the time. And right now, he's doing the right thing in your life. I don't know why, but I know who is working. And right now, hey, if there's ever a time we need to lean on him, it's when trials are coming, when your world is falling apart, when you're hurting. In this world, in this country, we need God more than ever. And it's time to lean on him and trust him when everything seems to be falling apart. Romans 8:28 is still in the book. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I don't know a lot of things, but I do know this. God is still good, and he is still God. There'll be some things that don't get answered this side of the grave. We'll die with an I don't know on our mind. So we need to learn to trust him, lean on him, depend on him, no matter what. Learn to be content. Learn to be content with what he's doing, whether it seems good or bad to us. Come to the point to where you can say, okay, God, go ahead. Okay, Lord, my life's in your hands. I'm talking about we need to learn, but we need to lean. We need to learn how to trust him, rely on him. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. Didn't say a thing about explanation or giving the answers or understanding. He says faith. And faith is, I don't know, but I trust him. We need to learn. We need to lean. Listen, we need to listen. Is there a time you need to listen to God? It's when you're going through burdens, going through trials. If there's ever a time we need to listen, which means obey, it's when we're going through troubles. We need to obey Him. We need to go after Him. Go after God and not just His goodies. We want His blessings. We need to want Him. We need to listen to Him. Do what He tells you to do. Do all you do for the glory of God. God may want to use you like a paper cup. You want to be a gold trumpet. Well, just be the best paper cup you can be. Because God knows what He's doing in your life. And you don't. Neither do I. I don't know, but He does. And therefore, I can listen to Him. I'd better listen to Him. I'd better obey Him. If I need Him ever, I need Him now. If I ever need to obey Him, I need to obey Him now. Again, do what you do for the glory of God. Wherever He's placed you, serve God, love God, obey God. Well, I'm getting close to my scripture. Let me ask you. Is "I don't know" enough for you? Do you have to have more than that? You may be disappointed. He may never tell you why, but He'll tell you this: I'm God, and I'm good, and I'm right, and you can trust me, and you need to obey me. Is "I don't know" good enough for you? Do you need more than that? You may be disappointed. Listen. If "I don't know" isn't good enough for you, you're the one that's going to be hurt. There's people, I believe in this country especially, who are saved and pretty much want what God wants in their lives. But something has happened. God has sent a trial. And they will not accept it because it's hard and it hurts. And because they would not come to the point of "I don't know, but I'm going to trust God anyway," this made them sick physically. I want to tell you, this battling against God and resisting His will make us infirmed. It'll affect us physically. And we don't even make the connection. There's people who are sick because they just wouldn't accept God not answering their questions of why. Wouldn't trust Him. There's people who are sad. No joy, no peace, no contentment. Go through life miserable. Go through life every day. Wake up miserable, live miserable, go to bed miserable. Because they just would not accept, "I don't know," as enough. And they don't know why God would let them go through that. And they don't know why a good God would let them go through these things. And why they face this. And why they hurt. And why they're sick. And why. Sometimes "I don't know" is all you're going to get. And if that's not good enough, we're going to be the one that's harmed and hurt. There's people who are mad. Mad at God. Because they face what they face. And I want to tell you, it's wrecked them, it's ruined them, and some for years. I've got a good friend, he went to heaven mad. I'd go visit him, he was mad, bitter because of what had happened in his life. To be honest, he'd been wronged, forgotten, neglected, and it was wrong in my estimation. But he wouldn't accept it as "God's trying to do something in my life." I'm going to tell you, "I don't know," maybe all we get. So now my verse, turn with me to Jeremiah 29, verse 11. God's speaking. I don't even have to go to the explanation of what's going on other than to say this. God's people's in captivity. They're in hardship. Here's what God said. "For I know." I don't know, but He does. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God said to those people who are hurting, who do not understand and don't know the answer, He says, "I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And what I'm doing, you don't understand, but I just want to tell you what I'm doing is right. And I have a good end in mind. If you'll just let me be God and trust me. If I don't know good enough for you, sure will make life easier. I thought about this. When I get to heaven, I want him to say to me, well done. I do. But I do know this. Listen to me. When I get to heaven and I see then all the things I can't see now, and my eyes are open to all the reasons of why he let us go through what we go through now, when I see it then like I can't see it now, I don't know if he can say well done to me, but I promise you one thing, I can say well done to him. He does things right. Woo! I'm glad I got a God I can trust when I can't explain why he's letting me go through what I'm going through. I don't know, but I know this. There's a God who's God, and there's a God who's good, and that God is approachable. You need some help. Some of you need to be saved. I believe that. He's the God who loves you. Jesus died for you where you could come to him and be saved. Will you do that this morning? For some of us who are saved, we want an answer. We want an explanation when sometimes he's saying, I'm not going to give you an answer. I want you to trust me. I'm not going to explain. And if I tried, you couldn't understand it. Sometimes I don't know. It's got to be good enough. And this morning, maybe you need to come and pray about it. Let's stand together. Heads bowed, eyes closed, men to come.